Because you need to still be after the Raja Kamiha. We discuss Abbas Abrias and also Abbas Yisrael. In Yadush, we have two concepts. We have the concept of Abbas Abrias, not your Jews, any human being. Chovi v'odom, as Rabbi Akiva says in Pirin, Chovi v'odom shenivro b'tzelem elikim. This is Yontef, points out that the right gear says Chovi v'odom. Not Chovi v'odom, but Chovi v'odom. In Yadush, we have two concepts. We have the concept of Abbas Abrias, not your Jews, any human being. Chovi v'odom, as Rabbi Akiva says in Pirin, Chovi v'odom shenivro b'tzelem elikim. This is Yontef, points out that the right gear says Chovi v'odom. Not Chovi v'odom, but Chovi v'odom. Lobet is man who was created in the image of God. What's the difference between Hodom and Odom? Because the Gemara says, Atim kloim Odom, Veinim Useilom kloim Odom. Tesis says the Kashe, but the Gemara also says, Rameya in there, Naim Shafil Akum, Hoisik Biteo. It means, Biteo delay, Sheva Mitzvah delay, Shareil Kikin Godol, Shenema Rashayaseo Isom Odom Vechaibohem. Asher Yasser Yisom, Kehanim Libin, the Yisraelim is Loinema, Elo Hodom, Milamei Chapil Akum, Moizik Beteo, Hareo Kigimba. So we see that an Akum, Igor is also called on. Now, there is, I heard that story, and it's not in my cellar, it's a true story, that Rabitza of Alojanea, at one time when he visited, he was very much involved in talking to the minister, the Tsarist regime, about the Jews in Russia. So at one time, when Rabbi Salav Alojener visited the Minister of Education in Tsarist Russia, so, and he was knowledgeable, and he knew of the Gemara, Atem Kolim Odom Ve'im Mezeilom Kolim Odom. So he asked the question, how is it that the Talmud has such a negative attitude towards Goyim? And Jews in general throughout the generations have a very negative attitude towards Magnus. So Abisal asked him, that's an interesting story. Because it sheds light on the mentality of modern people as compared or contrasted with the mentality of people years ago. So he said, one riot the Jews have a negative attitude towards Goyim is the fact the Jews make a brocha every day in the morning, shall we sani goy. The Jews, I mean, that they consider goyim as inferior. So Rabbi Tzaleh asked the Minister of Education, does the minister think for a moment that Jews don't like women? So the minister said, I'm sure that they are not prejudiced against women. After all, they are normal people, the Jews. Why should they dislike women? Bissar said, but we also make a brocha every day, shall we assign Yishu? That he didn't know. So he says, why? So he says, because Jews are happy with the fact that they are commended many more mitzvahs than women. All the mitzvahs Yerzman Gome, mitzvah Tom Tov, or Gisebe Yim of Lailo, women are potter. So a Jewish man he's happy, he's grateful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is involved in Torah learning. Had it been a woman, in all probability, he wouldn't be involved in Torah learning and he wouldn't be occupied with all the mitzvah shas mangon. So he understood that. So that's why we say Shalosh Asam Goy, because non-Jews are only commanded to observe the Zion mitzvahs minuach, which represent the seven fundamental obligations of humanity. Then he knew about the minister of education, knew about the seven mitzvahs minuach, the seven noachite commandments. So he accepted it. Then he asked him, but what's about the Talmudic saying, Atim kruim odom veinu meseilom kruim odom? So he says, so Rabbi Salah said to him, and this he didn't say as apologetics before the God. This union of apologetics was not typical of the daily Yisrael, because we have nothing to be ashamed of. Whatever the Torah says, we can mention it before the goyim. Sometimes the goyim misunderstand and misconstrue the dini haTorah, the sayings of the Talmud. But once we explain the dini haTorah and the halachas in the Talmud in an accurate way, so we have nothing to hide. We have nothing to hide. So Rabbi Sola said, you see, that it doesn't mean Atim Kroim Odom Ben Yuseilom Kroim Odom, that we consider non-Jews as being subhuman chas v'shalom. All right. We say that Odom, a non-Jew, is not called Ho-Odom, even a non-Jew. Akum o'isik b'teiro areyo kikengol. Now, what's the difference between Odom and Ho-Odom? It's the same word. Odom is without a hey idea, and Ho-Odom has the hey in front of it, the hey idea. So, that's true about any object. Sefer HaSef. So if we want to designate a book, not a specific book, a particular book, we say Sefer. If we want to designate a specific book, so we say HaSef, Shulchan HaShulchan. So if goyim are called Hodom, why shouldn't they be called Odom? So the answer is that Odom designates the human being not as an individual. In the Hebrew language, Rabbi Sola said, we have several terms to designate the human being. We have Ish, we have Enish, and you also have Geva. So many times Geva means a male, but sometimes Geva is used in Tanakh, not in reference to a male, but a human being. So, each of these three terms has a rabbi. Well, I don't know whether the Balei Digduk will agree with Rabbi Tzale, but he said, the rabbi Movish is Ishim, not Anoshim. I don't know how it is, how the grammarians, the Hebrew grammarians today, whether they'll agree or not, is Ishim. The rabbi of any Ish is Anoshim. Now, usually today we say Ish Anoshim. We don't say Ishi. It's hardly used today, Ishi. But we find the term Ishi in respect to angels. But Rabbi Tzala said that the Rabbi of Ish, accurately, is Ishi. The Rabbi of Enosh is Anoshim. The Rabbi of Gever is Vore. And Gever sometimes means a human being, not a male human. A human being, even a woman, sometimes. Odom has no rabbi. So one person is called Odom, And the million people is also called God. Is also called God. So, yeah, why is it? Because the human being, a human being is, on one hand, an individual. As an individual, there is no difference between a Jew and an angel. He's created in the image of God. So there's no difference. So that's why Chazal are always accustomed to say, Ish ish li rabbi zesak. An akum idme pagan, not a goy. Because there are two kinds of goyim. There is a goy and a bit kohavim, there is a pagan. And there is a gateshav. A gateshav means a nice goy. A goy who observes the Zayim Yisrael Neach. That's a gateshav. So, whenever the Torah says Ish, the Gemara is mar be'im pagan. Because Ish designates a human being as an individual. As an individual, there is no difference between a Jew and an angel. But then, the Jews have an existence as a collective. As a collective. You can say that non-Jews also have an existence as a collective. It's true, it has an existence as a collective. You see, let's say an Englishman, a Frenchman, so the term Englishman designates the existence of a certain kind of human being as a collective, not just as an individual. As a member of a certain collective of the English nation, of the American nation, of the French nation, of the Russian nation. But this is arbitrary. And this is not absolute. And this is artificial. The identity of a human being among non-Jews as a collective is done by men. It's Prishetes Sol Veleveshes Sol, even in those days. So Rabbi Sol said, one person might be born in Russia, he's a member of the Russian nation, and then he'll move to England, and he'll become a citizen of England, and he will no more be a Russian. So the existence, the identity, of the non-Jew as a collective is not something absolute. And it is done by men. But the Jewish people, so the Torah says, Hayim hazen yei soliam. That means the true Matan Torah. So, as Chafsadi Goyen said, Umoseinu einu umo elo biteosein. So that was done not by man. That's not something arbitrary. That's not something that is Pishetes Surah Vileveshes Surah. A Jew has two identities. He has an identity as an individual Jew. And a non-Jew also has the same dignified identity as an individual human being, whether. So he's not a Jew, he's a Gentile, but it doesn't make any difference. As an individual, is the same dignity that endows a Jew, endows a human being too. But then in addition, a Jew has an existence, an absolute existence, that cannot be terminated. An Englishman has an existence as a collective being, but that can be terminated. But the Jew's identity as a collective being cannot be terminated. Even if he embraces another religion and he openly says that he doesn't want to be a Jew, he still is a Jew. That's why we say atem kvim odom reinu meselopoi. But hodom, so Ego is called hodom, because when we say hodom, is the same word as odom, but the prefix of the hey designates a certain particular person, not collective. Some mele, or meselam, are also called odom. That's it. Anyway, so we have a concept in Yadus, we have a concept of avasabris, and that is mentioned by Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Chobib Hodom Sheni Bovetzolki. Man is beloved. Every man is at this Yom Tov says. Jew or non-Jew is beloved. Why? Because he's created in the image of God. Mimele, if God loves every human being, Jew or non-Jew, we are also created to love every human being. Jewish or not Jewish. And Rav Chaim Vital, in the Shaar HaKdusha, says, Onu mechuyovim lehei eskol habriyos, afilo es hagoyim. That's what he says in Shaar HaKdusha. So that's the concept of havas habriyos. But there is also a concept of havas yisrael. So, both concepts are mentioned by Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Chobib Odom Shenivro Bitzalem Elokim. Chbivim Yisroel Shenikroim Bonim Lamokim. Bonim Lamokim, that applies only to Yisroel. Bonim Atem Ladishem Elokim. So, the concept of Avas Yisroel, over and above the concept of Avas Abriyes, is based upon the special chibur that attaches to every Jew, because they are mikroim bonim lamokim. Bonim lamokim. It is true, on one hand, it appears from the pasuk, in Rei, or in Yudalet Posik Aleph, Boni Matem Ladishem Lekeichem, Loisis Gedidu, Loisosimu Kolchu Ben Neichem Lomeis. So that means bonim atem, chbivim Yisroel shenikroim bonim lamok. Not every human being. Chobib odom shenikroim, but bonim, that's only Yisroel. Why? Now we hear the expression that all men are children of God. It's a nice expression, and I have nothing against it. While from this pasuk it appears that the title of Bonim Atem L'Hashem L'Keichem applies only to Jews, not to non-Jews, there is another pasuk which tends to indicate that even non-Jews are considered as children of God. There's a pasuk Dalet Posik Chabez, the Torah says, V'yomar to'el parei, K'yomar Adishem, B'ni Fcheri Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Paro in the name of God that Yisrael, that's my firstborn son. Rabbi Hanan in the Kibbutz Ha'ores, he says that there seems to be a stira between this posik and the posik Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeich. The posik of Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeich tends to indicate that only Jews are Bonim. But this posik says, B'ni Bchir Yisrael, Yisrael, the Jewish people, that's my firstborn son. There's the Pchor. So when a father has a Pchor and a Poshut, so the Poshut is not his son. The Pchor is superior to the Poshut. But the Poshut is also his son. Since the Torah refers to the Jewish people as the firstborn son, so that means that the other paid nations are also children of God. Rabbi Hanan says, but curiously, the Rabbi Ovadia Sforne points out this contradiction between the posik in Re'ei in Dvorim, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, that implies that only Jews are called Bonim, and the posik Bnei Bchir Yisrael, which tends to imply that all the nations are children of God, all people are children of God, but the Jewish people are the firstborn. So he says, Rabbi Ovadia Sforne says as follows. What does it mean, children of God? What does it mean, children of God? Children of God means Talmidim of God. Vishinamtam livonecho eilu talmidecho. So, a Talmid is a spiritual child of the master, of the teacher. Avraham Avinu is considered Av Amein Goyim. And Rabbi Yehuda says in Yerushalmi that he can say that a ger, that's the way you pass him, a ger is maybe Bikurim and is Kere di Parash. How is it Abisein? He's not a descendant. He's not a biological descendant. But he's a Talmid. Anyone who is Nichnas Tachas Kamfei Ashrino is a Talmid, is a spiritual child of Avraham Avinu. Some Mele is a ben of Avraham Avinu. So when the Torah says, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, why are the Jews children of God? Because they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, they are Talmidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Le'osid Lobei, the Novi says, Ki Oz Efech, this is how Rabbi Ovadia Sforne reconciles the two psukim. Ki Oz Efech Heskol Amin Sofo Bruho Likrei Kulom B'Shem Adishem Ul Obdei Shechem Echot. So everybody will be matched as Beyon, and they'll accept the Torah. Some Mele, they'll all be children of God. They'll all be Talmidim of God. Some Mele, the Misha Rabbeinu, when he said, Bni Bchir Yisrael, which implies that all the peoples are children of God, except that Israel is the firstborn child. So Moshe Rabbeinu said it in the sense of the future perfect. You know, there is a future perfect in grammar. In no languages, there is a future perfect. What is the future perfect? I will have done. So, as of this moment, only the Jewish people are children of God. Because Shema Yisrael, that's the pshat in Shema Yisrael, as Rashi explains. Shema Yisrael, Ad Shem, Havaye Elokeinu, is only our God. Because Yom Yisraelom, so they recognize God. But but they accept the monotheistic concept, but in an adulterated form, b'dyar chashitut. But ad Hashem leosig lo, they will be achod. So then it will be accepted. This is the pshat of Shema Yisrael. Shema kinei Shem achod. Ad Hashem shehu elekeinu ato, v'loi elekei oivi kachovim. Who osid liis ad Hashem achod? Shenema ati oz efi yechal ha'amin, sofa bruo vikri kulom v'shem ad Hashem. V'nema v'yema hu yi ad Hashem achod u'shmo yachod. Then we'll be recognized. So then, all the Mesa'ilom will be children of God. So, but even then, the Jewish people will always remain the prophet, because he was the pioneer to declare the concept of monotheism. And all that monotheism implies. So this is how Rabbi Nevad is born. So in other words, it's all right to say that all human beings are children of God, if we mean it in the future, in the sense of the future perfect. So in other words, because there is a concept in Yadus that we judge a person b'asha roshon, when the Malach, when the Rabbeinu Shalom had compassion for Yishmael, who was suffering, so then the Medrash says, then Malach HaShore said, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his children are going to kill Jews. Why do you have compassion for Yishmael? So the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Malachim. At this moment, is Yishmael a Roshe or a Tzadik? Was he not a child? Is he a Tzadik? V'asha Hushon. So in other words, L'cheivo, we have to judge the person, Basha Rishon, from the perspective of the present, not from the perspective of the future perfect. But L'schus, we don't have to judge a person from the perspective of the present. We can judge him L'schus from the perspective of the future perfect. So Mele, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said before Pharaoh, he said, "Bni Pir Yisrael, all children of God, from the perspective of the future perfect, the Egyptians are also children of God, because their descendants ultimately will become Talmidim of God." But even then, even from that perspective, so the Jewish people is the pioneer who paved the way for the concept of monotheism and all the ethical doctrines that emanate from the concept of monotheism. So that means that we have two concepts of Abi. Love of humanity, which is based upon the fact of Chobi Vodom Shenibro B'Tzalem Elokim, and then we have the concept of Havas Abrias, which applies to everybody, which is based upon the concept of Chvivim Yisroel Shenikroim Bonim Amot. Now here the Torah says, it's not an easy process. Do not be vengeful, that's the way it's translated. Do not be vengeful, revengeful, and do not harbor a grudge against the children of your people. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am God. Ani Hashem. Now, As far as the translation of Velicita is concerned, I don't argue with the translation. I think that the right translation of Velicita is do not harbor a grudge. But Loisikein, in the sense, do not be revengeful towards the children of thy people, I don't think that this is accurate. I think that Loisikein should be, do not be vindictive. Revenge is a sharp word, revenge. Revenge means when a person is revengeful, it means that he is ready to do all kinds of harm to a person who did him harm. And even more than is commensurate with the harm done to him. A revengeful person will mete out more harm than the harm that was done by the person at first. Vindictive is not as sharp. Vindictive means that if a person, how does the Gemara in Erech explain Loisikein v'Loisika? So, and in respect to Loisikein v'Loisita, the Torah spells out Loisikein v'Loisita as Bnei Amel, and the Tereskeanis points out you can be vindictive towards non-Jews and you can harbor a grudge against non-Jews. How does Gemara explain it? Gemara explains it in a passive sense, not in an active sense. Gemara doesn't say Loisikein v'Loisita as Bnei Amecha in the sense that if somebody hit you, so then a year later you are allowed to slap his face. Because then it wouldn't be true, because the Torah says Loisikein v'Loisita as Bnei Amecha avlaton mitnekin v'meite l'acher. So, is it conceivable that towards a non-Jew, if a non-Jew hit me a year ago, then I meet him, he's not trying to hit me, I'll slap his face, that wouldn't be nice. It's inconceivable that the Torah should allow this kind of behavior. The Torah, the Gemara Nirach mentions it in a passive sense. In other words, if Reuben at one time asked Shimon to lend him, let's say, a pot, and Reuben refused. And I mean, if Reuben asked Shimon, let's say, a month ago, Reuben asked Shimon, lend me a pot. So Shimon refused. Now Shimon comes to Reuben and asks Reuben to lend him a pot. So he said, no. You didn't lend me a pot a month ago. I am not lending you a pot. Is that revenge? I don't think that revenge would be the appropriate term. Revenge means when a person inflicts actively harm, not passively, because he acted wrongfully towards him in the past. That's revenge. But when a person passively refuses to help out another person in need because of the grudge he has against them, so that's not revenge. That's vindictive, but not revenge. That's Loisikein. What is Loisikein? Loisikein, the Gemara in Erech says, if Shimon a month ago asked Reuben to lend him a pot, if Reuben a month ago asked Shimon to lend him a pot, and Shimon refused to lend him a pot, now Shimon is asking Reuben to lend him a pot. So Rubin says, yes, I'm lending you. I'm not like you. You didn't lend me, but I'm lending you a part. That's nature. That's not vindictive. That means that he still remembers. He harbors the grudge. He can't forget it. So the Torah says, Loisikin v'loisiteres me'amer. Vis-a-vis members of your people, you're not allowed to be vindictive in any way. In a present way, you're not allowed to be vindictive. And not only you're not allowed to be vindictive in a passive way, even when you're nice and you do good to the other one, but you're not allowed to mention it, because that means you remember the wrong it did to you. So we seek and we seek. But that is the thing, Chas v'Sholem, the Torah's going. We can act in a revengeful way, Chas v'Sholem. So this is what the Torah says, L'sikin v'l'sitir es me'amecho. You shall not be vindictive, and you shall not harbor a grudge against the children of your people. V'afto l'reacho k'meicho ani adishem. Now, so, if one were to ask, does the mitzvah v'afto l'reacho k'meicho apply to a non-Jew? Now, this day Chemed, it's interesting, has a whole discussion on that, whether the mitzvah of the Afto L'Reacho K'meicho applies to a non-Jew. Zdei Chemed Chilek Chamishi, Mareches Reish. So he discusses it in two places, Zdei Chemed. First he discusses it, Zdei Chemed Chilek Sheni, Mareches Hagimu, Siftes. So he says, in respect, beloved Risachmeit, Kosafti Binitves, that the Bishayim, Sefer Amakne, the Lesser Binoch, Risachmeit as Riacho, so Inochri does not come within Riacho. Binochri Evit Kechobim Mazoris, Kidden the Chsiv Biriacho. V'sha'agoyen primigodin b'nishbetes simen tofresh dalet seif sitin kot ma'alev loy brir alay. So he has this subject. Whether the love of Lysachmeid applies to not. And then he says, that Ntone Divriyo is mentioned, that's from Chazal, that the love of Lysachmeid applies to an Akum. Not a Gatishap, even an Akum, even a Pagan. And the Ntone Divriyo says, because the Torah doesn't say Lysachmeid Ochicho. If the Torah says Ochicho, so Ochicho means B'teiro Mitzvahs, a Jew. A Goy is not Ochicho B'teiro Mitzvahs. But Riacho means your friend. So the non-Jew is also Reil. And Rabin Bechaye, in his Peirush on the Torah, says explicitly that the love of Lysachmeid as base Riacho applies to an Akum also, because the Torah mentioned the Shoalo Isho Miruso, the Egyptian. So an Akum is also a Reah. It's not an Ach, because Ach means Ochicho B'teiro Mitzvahs. But Riacho has reference to everybody. And then, so the Primigodim as a Sofik, where the love of Risach made Riacho, so applies to an Akum. So, because the question is whether an Akum comes within Riacho or not. But actually, it's in Machlekes Rishenim, in the Sugi, in Bovokame, in Shir Shal Yisroel, Shenogah Shir Shal Akum Potter, Shir Shal Akshon Shal Yisroel Chayev. So the Gemara discusses, Arei Udavke, Arei Uladavke. So The Achiezer and Chelek Shlishi discussed it, and it seems that most Rishonim pasken that Reu Lav Davke. What does it mean, Reu Lav Davke? How can we say on something that the Torah says, Lav Davke? All right, find Gemara, a certain lesson we say Lav Davke. But when the Torah says, Reu Lav Davke, the answer is, Reu Davke means that that an akum doesn't come within Reachon. And if we say Reu Lav Davke, it means an akum also comes within Reachon. And it seems that according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, and according to Teisves, according to the Girsay in Teisves that we have in Bobakame, there in the Sukkah of Shir Shal Yisrael, so we paskin that Reu Lav Davke, that means that an akum is also included within the term Reach. And so the question is raised, but we find that Gemara says, Kigiti Nishal Reu Kesef Vekirim Nishmeir. So the Gemara is made akum from the Dinish Mire. So Rav Chanan and Achiezer says, when we say Reu Lav Davke, then it means that the term Reu does not exclude akum. But when the Reu is superfluous, as for example here, Kiyitin Mishal Reu Kesef Rikeru Mishmer, so it's superfluous. Why did the Torah have to say Kiyitin Mishal Reu Kesef Rikeru Mishmer? The Torah could say Kiyitin Yish Kesef Rikeru Mishmer. Naturally, to whom does he give? He gives it to a human being. Why did the Torah have to say El Reu? So the fact, seen in view of the fact that Reu is miyutar, it's superfluous, so then we are mamayitako. But where there is no superfluity, so then an akum also comes within Reu. Now, so, and it seems that most Rishonim pasken in the sugye, in Bogokame, that Reu Lav Davke. And Reu Lav Davke, as the Achiezer explains it, means that an akum is included within the connotation of Reu, except when there is a Yito, so then it's Mimaita. And this Dechame, and then the Tana de Belio says Beferesh, that the Tana de Belio mentions his story, a certain person was either on Risashi Kisriachel. So Leo rebuked him and says, he doesn't say Risashi Kochicho, it says Risashi Kriachel. So it doesn't make any difference whether he's soil or an akum. So the Tana de Leo is in conformity to the Shitta Sarambam that an akum, a goy comes in Racho, and then from the Rambam there is a deal in the Chesetzeach Shmeras Nefesh that if somebody is not matzir, a goy who doesn't violate the Zayin Mitzvah B'neach, so he is either the love of Rishamei Dezdam Reach, it's Mashmashah, because a goy comes within Reach, except when the Reach is Miyuta, so then many times Chazal Mimayit Akum, but ordinarily an Akum Ego is included in Reachon. And then, but as the Chemed mentions Reb Chaim Vital in the Shaar HaKdusha, Mechuyev Od Mechuyev Imonu Le'oi Eskola Breis, Sharei Kulam Livri U'Bitzalem Le'etim, Afilo Agoyim. So does the Chemed explains it on the basis of Dechite that Riacho is included, that within the connotation of Riacho, Ego is included. But I think that as far as the mitzvah of the after Riacho Kameicho is concerned, so all the Rishonim, Rambam, Rashi, Teisves, who say that Reu Lav Davke in the Sugi Murakame, but the mitzvah of after Reacho Kameicho doesn't apply to a non-Jew. Because first of all, the Rambam says so before. The Rambam says so before, as in Echizdeus and Echizobu, that the mitzvah of after Lerach or Kamecho applies only to Israel. And it's if a mitzvah souls, Shem Israel. That was written in Arabic, but it was translated in Hebrew, Shem Stabinu Leri Ktsoseinu Es Ktsoseinu. What do you mean? Jews. That's how it's Israel. And then, it's strange to say that all those Rishayim who say that Riachah applies to Nakum, that this applies to the mitzvah of after Rahal Kamecho. Because here the Torah spells out, in the same posik, Loisikin v'loisitir as me'amecha. So the Tereskinim says, Avratonekin v'neiteir achirin. So the love of Lisikin v'loisitir explicitly does not apply to Nakum. Only to Israel, the Torah says, is me'amecha. So me'amecha is mistaber. The after the Rach Kamecho, that is the heaven, Ani Hashem, that is the conclusion of the same passage, also applies only to Bnei Amecho, and the Rambam says so explicitly. But Reb Chaim Vital says, Nitztabinu l'muchyovimonu le'ei v'skol abriyeis, sh'ari kulom nivriu b'tzalem l'tin, chovi v'odom sh'ni v'shalom l'kin, afilo es agoyim. But doesn't mean that the posik of the act doesn't seem to apply to non-Jews. Applies only to Jews, and then there's another ayah, because the Torah says in Vayikro Yutes Posik Lamed Gimu, V'chiyogor itcho geir ba'atzeichem v'yseinu yisei ke'ezroch mikem yir lochem ha'geir agor itchem ve'yo'afto leikomeicho ki geirim me'yisem be'eretz mitzroyim ani ad Hashem Elokeichem. So the Torah says in respect to Iger, and Iger means Iger Tzedek. So you have to like a meicho, to give him a yisim there. twice only to Jews, and then there's another ayah, because the Torah says in Vayikra Yutes Posik Lamed Gimel V'chiyogor Itcho Geo Ba'atzeichem Ruseinu Yisei Ke'ezroch Mikem Yigia Lochem Hageir Agor Itchem Ve'yoavto Leikom Eicho Ki Geirim Meyisem Be'eretz Mitzroyim Ani Ad Hashem Elokeichem. So the Torah says in respect to Yigia, and Yigia means Yigia Tzedek. So if we were to assume that the after the Racha Kameicha applies to all men, even to an Akum, so why did the Torah have to say the after the Kameicha in respect to Yigia Tzedek? So it's a raya brure that the mitzvah of the after the Racha Kameicha applies only to Israel. That doesn't mean that there is no mitzvah of Avos Habriyos. There are two concepts. There is a mitzvah of Avos Habriyos, which is based upon the posuk of the Zeh Sefer Tildei Sodom, V'yein Brei Elokim Es Odom, V'Dmus Elokim Es Yisrael. So Memele Chovi V'Odom Shenivro B'Tzalem Elokim. So Memele We Are Mechuyev Chovi V'Odom. What do you mean Chovi? He is beloved by whom? By God. If he is beloved by God, God loves all people, Jews and non-Jews. So we are also mechuyev to love all people. But the mitzvah of after Racha Kameicha, to love thy neighbor as thyself, that applies only to Jews. That's the chiddush of Avos Yisrael over Avos Habriyos. I mean, that seems very simple. But there is an interesting Tiras Keanim on this posik of the after the Acha Kameicha. The after the Acha Kameicha, Rav Akiva Imeir ze Klal Godul Bateiron. Ben Azay Imeir ze Sefer Tildei Sodom ze Klal Godul Mize. So Rav Akiva says that the after the Racha Kameicha is a very important principle. It embraces many commandments. And as I says, Zeh Sefer Tildei Sodom Klal Godul Yisam is a more embracing principle. So what's the pshat? So we have the Pirush HaRaivet and Tiras Keanim. We have a Pirush Rash Mishans on Tiras Keanim. We have a Pirush Rabin Hillel on Tiras Keanim. So let's see how they are mepharish this price in Tiras Keanim. Now, Rav Akiva's memory doesn't require any explanation. It's very simple. Rav Akiva Eimeir, V'afto L'Racha Kameicha Zer Kol Godol Bateichon. So, it is the same principle as that was enunciated by the Hillel to the Ger, when the Ger wanted to know the whole Torah al regla achas. So the Hillel told him, "V'aftol racha kameicha ma'ad aloch san elechavach lisabit, what is hateful to thee, do not to unto your neighbor." So in other words, it embraces so many mitzvahs, so many commandments. But what's the pshat in the Nazar? Zeh Sefer Tildei Sodom Zeh Klal Godol Mize. So Pirush HaRaivet, Zeh Sefer Tildei B'Yein Brei Elokim Odom B'Dmus Elokim Oso Yisei Klal Godol Mize. In other words, even though Ben Azai only mentions the beginning of the pasuk, Zeh Sefer Tildei Sodom B'Yein Brei Elokim Oso Odom B'Dmus Elokim Oso Yisei, he doesn't mention the whole pasuk. He mentions just the first words, the first four words of the pasuk. But Ben Azai, when he says Zeh Sefer Tildei Sodom, he means not just the first four words of the pasuk, but the whole pasuk, and is really having reference to the sefer of the pasuk. B'Yein Brei Elokim Odom B'Dmus Elokim Oso Yisei. Zeh Klal Godol Mize. Peirush, Shi'ilu min ha'posik ha'rishayim,
loishamanu elokamecha. Because the pasuk of after alkamecha means that you have to love thy neighbor as thyself. But the question is, you know, there are certain people who do not love themselves. Harei shenizbaze hu oyniskalel hu v'nigzal v'nerbal yizbaze chaveira yimei today. So it's a fashion to execute the living will. You can't even take newspaper because you see articles how important it is to execute the living will on television. I mean, everybody talks in favor of executing a living will, and I have a lot of trouble in Chicago because there are so many Jewish lawyers, and they ask me shyly whether we can execute the living wills. I say no. So he said it will affect their livelihood because everybody wants the lawyers to execute the living will. Jewish clients, non-Jewish clients. And I tell them no. And I even tell them you have to be misanefesh yourself. Even if you're not going to make a living, so you have to be misanefesh yourself. Because if you execute a living will, so you become an accomplice in Shpichas Damim. Because when somebody is Me'abed Hatzmur Das, he's also Iver and Yisar of Yitzichah. Also Iver Yitzichah. So, there was, a week ago, there was the Decalogue Society. The Decalogue Society had a discussion on whether it's the ethical to execute a living will. They wouldn't have minded if I agreed to speak, but I refused to speak. But another rabbi spoke about that, and he mentioned in my name what I said. And then there were lawyers who attacked him. So, in other words, so if the Torah says, "V'yafto l'reacha kameich," you have to love thy neighbor as thyself. But, so Ben Azai says, no. Zeh sefer tildis adam, b'yein b'reya l'kim adam, b'dmusel l'kim osayi sey kol godol mezeh. Peos, the Rebbe says, "She'ilush min ha'posik ha'rishen, lo yishamanu elo kameich." You have to love him as thyself, but not more than thyself. But Areisha Nizbaza hu or Niskala hu Vinigzal Vinerval Nizbaza Chavere Yimei. You know, a story is told about the Mastinus. That before his death, the Mastinus was a philosopher, but he was a pagan. Like most Greeks were pagans. So before he's dead, not a living will, but something similar to it. He wasn't that modern to execute a living will. So before he's dead, he executed the will that when he dies, they should put his body before the dogs to be devoured by the dogs. Devoured by the dogs. So then all these disciples of the Master, it's a true story, it's mentioned. So all the disciples of the Master said, how can you do that? So they lit you up. So he said, so you know what? You live near my body, in my casket, you live a stick. So in case the dogs start to devour me, so I'll take the stick and I'll hit them. So he said, how will you be able to take the stick when you are dead? So he said, so why should I care if they devour me, if I can't do anything and I don't feel anything? So that was the pagan attitude, the masterness. So this is what Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva. There is a more implicit principle than the one that is implicit in V'ahavta l'recha kameicha. Why? Because שיעור מן הפוסק הראשון, או ואהבת לרעך כמיך, לא ישמענו אלו כמיך, הרי שנזבזה הוא, נזכר לו, ונגזל ונרבל, נזבזה חבר אלימי. Suppose a person lives a will that he should be cremated. So what do we say? You should cremate him. And suppose a parent leaves the will, it happens. Even unfortunately, sometimes among Jews, they leave the will that he or she should be cremated, so the children will ask each child. I had such childs already. So ask each child, should they fulfill the will or not? So naturally, of course not. But after Rachel made her. But he wants it. So how can you love your father more than yourself? If that person himself doesn't care for his indignity, for his desire, if that person himself he believes that he will live, he'll execute a living will, that in case he becomes sick and doctors say he's terminally ill, they should withhold all medication and that she should even give him a medicine to expedite his death. So he should be allowed, such a doctor should be allowed to give that pill to a patient, because he's only mechuyev to love the neighbor as himself. But he loves himself very much, but at the same time he believes in the concept of quality life, and he executed a living will that if and when he becomes terminally ill, not only they should refrain from giving him medication to prolong his life, they should give him a pill to expedite his death. After all, a certain Jewish woman a few years ago wrote a book in which she told how she, with the cooperation of the doctor and the lawyer, was able to help the mother commit suicide because the mother had cancer. So Benazai says, she illumina posiko vishin, lusha manuel okmecho, hareishen is baza hu, unskalel hu, binigzal vinerbal, is baza habeir ime, viskalel ime, viyerbal ime. Kach nema, se sefer ting is odom, vijayim brei elkim is odom, vidmus elkim oso isei, klau godel yeisam ze. Kach nema, vidmus elkim oso isei, esmi ato mivaze, esmi ato mikalel, vus jeikni shalmokin, ze ha klau godel minovishem. In other words, that sometimes you have to love. So what does it mean? Benazai says, you have to love your neighbor more than yourself. In other words, to love the neighbor as thyself is not enough. You have to love him more than yourself. It's inconceivable. There should be such a concept in Yahweh. That would befit the Christian faith, you know. So they say, if a person hits you on the right cheek, you have to present the left cheek. But in the others, there is nothing of that sort of super ethics. So the question is, as I says, that Zesi Fatil di Sodom, being real, Chimes Odom, with Musalikim also say, is a more inclusive principle than the after Rahakameho. But the question is, the Torah says the after Rahakameho. So Haration is Baze, Haration is Kalo, he doesn't care for his own desire, he doesn't care for his own death. So that means, from the point of view of after Rahakameho, I'm allowed to kill it, I'm allowed to give a pill to a person, to a terminally ill patient, quality life. And I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago, just before Pesach, I think I mentioned it. So there was a panel convention in Boston, which 12 of the greatest doctors in America participated. Doctors who are professors of medicine at Columbia University, Harvard, University of Chicago, and there was a machlekes. So 10 voted, 10 out of the 12 voted in favor of helping a relative to to expedite the death of their beloved. That's the most ethical thing. If somebody is terminally ill, so 10 of the greatest doctors, Paskin, the Nazis, Daily Orefi in America, so the Paskin, that is the most ethical thing, to help a spouse, a husband, a wife, a parent, a child, to give a pill to the parent, to the child, to the spouse, to expedite his or her death. Can you believe it? But these are the facts of life. Two doctors descended. Now the question is, after all, from the point of view of Arthur and Ahokam, so they are right. They themselves are ready to execute a living will, so how can we require them to love their neighbors more than themselves? So then, as I says, from the point of view of Zesifa till the Sodom, so it's also. All right, how about the posse of Arthur Rahok Necho? And then, Zesifa till the Sodom does not represent an imperative. The Arthur Rahok Necho is an imperative, a commandment. Zesifa till the Sodom does not involve any imperative. It's just a principle that man was created in the image of God. So then, from that point of view, if man is so noble, is endowed with so much dignity, so as it was formulated in the Declaration of the Independence, the man was endowed by his Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But Zesif Tilli Sodom is only expressive of a concept that man is very noble, that man has dignity, but he doesn't involve any imperative. It's not mentioned in the Mira Mitzvahs. Do you ever see a Sefer HaMitzvahs that don't mention Zesif Tilli Sodom in Tayyad? It's not one of Tayyad. So, the question of Aydes Monefshah, if from the perspective of the after Rahel Kameicho, you should follow Hareshin is Bazavish and is Kalelvish and Nerval. So Yerbeluime, so Mimele, you should follow that there is no Isel to hit the person if the person who hits doesn't mind to be hit by somebody else. Then as I say, so Rabbi Akiva is right. So obviously, when Ben Azai says that Zesif Atil Di Sodom, Biyein Brei Alikim Es Odom, Bid Musa Alikim Os Oese, Is Klau Godu Yeseh, Neafto Rahak Meichoi, he doesn't mean that Hareshen is Baza, Hareshen is Kalev, Hareshen Erbal, so then he's only Oseh to be able the friend because of Zesif Atil Di Sodom. Zesif Atil Di Sodom does not imply any Yisurin. It doesn't involve any commandment, any imperative. But he says, since from the point of view of Bidmus HaLikim HaSoise, it follows that a person has no right to kill another person just because he's ready to kill himself. So Mimele, the pshat in Ba'afu Rahav Kameicho is not that you have to love thy neighbor as you love yourself, but you have to love thy neighbor as you are supposed to love yourself. This is what Ben Azai is pointing out, Rav Akiva. Of course, there is no commandment, no imperative implicit in the posuk Zeh Sefer Til Di Sodom, Biyein Brei Alikim Es Odom, Bidmus Alikim Oseis. It's only expressive of the fact that man is noble, that every man was created in the image of God. But Mimele, we have to come to the conclusion that the Pshat in Vahavta L'Rachok Meicho is not You have to love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Some people hate themselves. Some people hate themselves. Yeah, but the Torah says, love thy neighbor as thyself. So suppose he hates himself. So he has to hate his neighbor as he hates himself. No. So the pshat in the Avraham HaKam Melech is, love thy neighbor as you are mechuyev al pedin to love thyself. Because when he per, there are many people who hate themselves, but they don't act according to the Torah. So that means that the Avto L'Reacho K'Meicho includes an obligation to love oneself too. And that's in Medrash, in Parashat Ba'ar. Reishis Rabbe. Ki yomu chochicho dovaracheya vichi yomu chochicho hadou dichsi geimel napshi ish chesed zehir hazokin shebisho shoyo nifta mitalmidov hoyo mahalich vehelich imei omru lei talmidov rabbi lehichonato helich. So Hillel was accustomed many times to leave the Beis Medrash, and then from him asked him, where are you going? Omalem la'asis mitzvah. I'm going to do a mitzvah. Omalem lechim v'chima mitzvah. Omalem, which mitzvah are you going to do? Omalem lirchiz beis hamarchitz. In those days, you didn't have the plumbing system with the bathtub and the shower, you know, in every house. So you had to go to the bathhouse. So Hillel was accustomed, I don't know whether every day or every few days, to leave the Beis Medrash to go to the bathhouse. When the Talmidim asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to do a mitzvah. What mitzvah? To the bathhouse. Omulei v'chizu mitzvah. Since when he's going to the bathhouse in mitzvah? Omulein hey. Mai mikuni shom lochim she shemishen vipotei tiatois vipotei kakisois mishen ismana aleim hum meyakon vishetfot. In other words, in the vipotei tiatois, in the theaters in the ancient times, so they had statues of the kings, and they always kept the statues of the king clean. So they used to wash the statues. So he says, so ani shemifreisi b'tzalem mudmus tichsid ki b'tzalem lekim osor odom al haskal lecham. So if the umisayilam understand that the statues of the king, because it represents the image of the king, it has to be maintained clean, in a clean state. So Haskama v'chamo, Tai, I mean, I means any human being, the Tai. I was created in the image of God, so I have to maintain myself in a state of cleanliness. So it's a mitzvah. So that's the pshat in the person. Gemul nafshi is chesed. Dvaracheo. Gemul nafshi is chesed zehil lazot. Shebisho shoyo nikta mitalmidov hoyo mehalich vehelich imam omu lei talmidov rabbi lehechonato helich omu lehem ligmel chesed. I'm going to be gimel chesed im adin achsanye im adin achsanye bigav beise. So I have to do chesed to my host. Omule kol yein islach achsanye, every day he used to go to a way from the Beis Medrash in the morning to eat pashachris. So he said, what is it here? Every day you have a host. So he says, v'avdi nafshe alufte lach safsanye u'digav kufe. And not achsanye really means the guest in my house, not the host. So he said, and my body, that's not an important guest. In my nishame, sadin hoche limocho lesli hoche. So, how long does a person live? So right now, as long as he's alive, he's a very important guest, and I have to take care of this guest. So that's Gemul Nafshein Ish Chazir. So what has it to do with the Pasik Yomu Chachicho? The Medrash Rabbe says, and the Pasik Yomu Chachicho Umot Yodei, Ve'arzakta Bo'i Geir V'seisha V'cheimoch, Hadou D'chsiv Gemul Nafshein Ish Chazir. So the Medrash Rabbe mentions two stories about Yerov. That he said, Gemul Nafshein Ish Chazir, there is a mitzvah Mutzchasodim taught oneself to. One shouldn't think Mitz Chasodim you have to do towards others. You have to do Mitz Chasodim towards yourself too. So how did he manifest that Mitz Chasodim towards oneself? In two ways. By keeping himself clean, by going regularly to the bathhouse, and by eating breakfast every day. And that's Mitz Chasodim. And that's Pshat in Yom HaChichuch. What does this do with Yom HaChichuch? In other words, what Hiller was pointing out is that if somebody wants to do chesed to somebody else, he has to love himself first. Then he can love others. But if he doesn't love himself, he cannot love others. He cannot love others. There is a very beautiful psychological story in Dostoevsky. You know, Dostoevsky was a great psychologist. I mean, after Shakespeare, I think he was the greatest psychologist among the literary people. So, because he delved into the depths of the human character. So here's a story that a certain person decided, became disgusted with his wife, and he decided to kill himself, commit suicide. So he obtained a revolver. In those days it wasn't so easy to obtain a revolver. Today, obtaining a revolver is the easiest thing. It's much easier to obtain a revolver than to get this thing better some of the country. So, but in those days it wasn't so easy to obtain the revolver, so he had to work very hard until he obtained the revolver. And then he finally obtained the revolver, he was very happy. He was able to commit suicide. And he was taking a walk to a certain place, and there he intended to commit suicide, to shoot himself. And then a young girl meets him and starts crying. He says, my mother is very sick, and the doctor was there, and he's talking to Dostoevsky. And the doctor left the prescription, and the mother has to take the prescription, and the doctor said, if my mother will not take the medicine, then she'll die. And she cried, and she said, and he said to her, what do you want from me? So he was determined to commit suicide. And all of a sudden, a little boy disturbs him, you know, and interrupts all his machshavos and his kavanos. He says, I'm busy. So he started to cry, and then his sympathy was aroused, his compassion. So she started to scream at her, please, I'll do it later, leave me alone. No, the boy said, no, you can't do it later. My mother might die. So what did he do as prayer? He went with her. He came up to the house, and then the little boy showed him the prescription. And he was able to read it, the instructions, and he gave her the medicine, and then she felt better. Then he walked out of the house and said, what, am I crazy? I'm going to commit suicide? I did such a wonderful deed. I saved the life of a woman I didn't even know. I'm not going to commit suicide anymore. It's a very beautiful story. And there is a psychological insight in that story. In other words, what does it teach? When a person, people commit suicide. Why do they commit suicide? They hate themselves. That's why they commit suicide. They hate themselves. So in order to be mikayim in the mitzvah of after l'racha kamecha, in order to be mikayim in the mitzvah ki yomu chochitcho umote yodei ve'azakta bo'igea v'seisha v'cheimoch, you have to love yourself first. If you don't love yourself first, you can't love anybody else. So Mimele, when the Torah says, the Torah doesn't mean love thy neighbor the same way as love yourself. All right. All kinds of people in the world. There are people who love themselves and there are people who hate themselves. So then, would imply, if you love yourself, then you have to love your neighbor. If you hate yourself, you have to hate your neighbor. That's inconceivable. So in other words, what's the pshat in v'ahavta l'racha kamecha? The pshat in v'ahavta l'racha kamecha is love thy neighbor as much as you are obligated to love yourself. One is obligated to love himself. One is obligated not to kill himself. As a matter of fact, the Ram in Shvuya says that if a person decides to go on a hunger strike, not to kill himself actively, but just on a hunger strike, to die in a passive way, do not eat, hunger strike. So then is chayev nisim lishmayim, ach zdimchem li napshik, seichem edreish, ze ahiri kesatzmei, the medrash says, ze ahiri kesatzmei. So mele, so not only if one commits suicide actively, he shoots himself, he puts poison in his food. If he commits suicide in a passive way, it's also Ritzicha. He's chayav nisim lishamayim because of the pasuk, achas dimcham nafesecha medreish. Some mele, the Torah says, v'ahavta l'rachok meicha, love thy neighbor not the way you love yourself. That varies from person to person. Love thy neighbor the way you have to love yourself. So, what Ben Azai is saying, Ben Azai is not chilek. Ben Azai is not chilek with Rabbi Akiva. Of course, the Olavto Rahak Meicho is a very important principle, an all-inclusive principle. But, he says, only when the Olavto Rahak Meicho is interpreted in conjunction with the Pasuk of Sesi Fatil Yisodom, Bein Brea L'kim Es Odom, Bid Musa L'kim Osoese, then it is an important principle. Otherwise, so you can say, love thy neighbor as you love yourself, as you act to love yourself. Haresha Mizbaze, you see, I don't care to be Mizbaze, I don't care to die, I believe in quality life, I execute a living will, that if I become terminally ill, that they shouldn't give me any medication to prolong my life, and they should even give me a pill to expedite my death in order that I should die a peaceful death. So many people do it. And they do it to children, they do it to parents, they do it to spouses. Didn't someone, a husband, a doctor, kill his wife because of quality life? Why did he do it? Because he hated himself. He did. If he had loved himself, he wouldn't have done it. So the after l'rachok meicho also implies a chiyuv to love himself. And that's not selfishness. That's altruism. That's altruism. So this is what Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva. This is what Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva. Zesei Fertil Yisodom, Beyein Brei Alikim Odom, Bidmus Alikim Osoisei, Ze Kval Godel Mize, Peiru Shiilu Min Aposiko Rishen, Lo Yishemanu Elo Komeicho, Harei Shen Yizbaze Hu In Yizkal Hu Bin Yigzal Bin Erbal, Yizbaze Chaber Imei, He executed a living will, so he can apply that towards every patient. The doctor, that's the way many doctors feel. They already executed a living will. As a matter of fact, today it's being advertised on television, every hour and hour on certain stations, certain channels, that together with the license, the driving license, one should take out a heavy card with a living will in case that he's involved in a car accident and he's brain damaged, so they should kill him. He's being advertised. And one lawyer, a great lawyer in Chicago, showed me the cards. They should not try to... Well, there it was mentioned. Some are such machmirim that they put down on the card in case he becomes involved in a car accident and is brain damaged. So they should give him... They should give him a pill to expedite his death, not to suffer, not to suffer and have a long death. But some are not such machmirim. So they are only, they only mention the card in case they are involved in a car accident. They shouldn't attach him to a respirator. So one lawyer showed it to me. One lawyer showed it to me. I was involved on television in discussion on brain death several years ago. It was already after the stroke. So that lawyer, he was the head of the association, of the bar association in Chicago. He showed me that card on television. He took it out and he showed me that card, and that's being advertised on television. So, because they hate themselves. They don't, not that they hate themselves, the same people would work so hard in order to make another $1 million. But they don't love themselves as human beings. They love this affluent life, quality living. Not that they love themselves. They love quality living. But once they are incapable of experiencing quality living, so then they hate themselves. This is what Benazai says. So what Benazai says is not that Zesiva to the Sodom is a more inclusive mitzvah than Atra HaKamecho. The Atra HaKamecho represents a mitzvah imperative. Zesiva to the Sodom is not expressive of any imperative. But the Atra HaKamecho, in order to be an all-embracing and inclusive concept, must be interpreted in conjunction with the concept that is implicit in the posik of Zesiva Til Yisodom. So in final analysis, whatever is implicit in the posik of Zesiva Til Yisodom is also explanatory of the after Rachamim. That's one pshat. Now, let's see another pshat. The Rashi Mishamis, he says, Benazayim Meir, Zesei Peir Til Sodom Klal God Uyesam Zeh Kidmi Foresh Vibresh Yisrabi Dii Mikro Bir Abdo Irachok Meicho Hava Mine Areshen Yisbaze Beniskale Yoche Lema Gamani Reitze Bivizoyen Ubi Kloas Haveri Shek Kvar Bosil Yemide Zuh. So Omar Reb Tanchume, Limi Atom Mivaze, the Medrash mentions, Limi Shebidmuso Seise, Nimso, Sheze HaKlal, Godol Min Olishim. All right, then Rabbi Hillel has two pshotim on this Benazai. Ze Seifa Til Yisodom Kol Godol Min Zeh, Kleima, Ze Seifa Til Yisodom, Habe Kol Godol Min Laftor Rahal Kamecho, Mishum Dixiv Bitzalem Alekim Boroeise, וחידו דדמוס הולכים הווה מבויולי מלחום הנפשי. And then another lotion, זה סייפי תל לסודום. So the first lotion is similar to the driver's pshat. But then he says, another lotion, זה סייפה תל לסודום, הווה כלל גודל יסם הזה, וחידו דכולה תל לס, הווה אחד מינו, מבויולי loy mi boyle leikum de leite badadode el lechume knapsh. It's not clear what it means, but what is very interesting is the pshat by the Kol Maido in the Yerushalmi Midori. It's very interesting, and I think that when we see the pshat of the Kol Maido in the Yerushalmi Midori, then we understand what Rabbi Hillel means. Yerushalmi Pirik Tes Nidoi, Pirik Rav Leza, Halacha Daled, Ksiv Loi Sikin Loi Sikir Ad Nei Amecha, Hicha Dire, Habe Mikati Kupit, Umocha Sakin El Yodei, Tarza Vitimcha El Yodei. So that's why the Torah says, Loi Sikin Loi Sikir Ad Nei Amecha, Vyoafto Lereacha Komei Yohani Yerushalmi. Do not be vindictive, and do not have a grudge against the children of thy people. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and the Adishem. So he mentioned the Mechmoshel. Why we seek him, we seek him? Actually, we seek him, we seek him. He does not conform to logic. It's not reasonable. The person is very rude to me, and every time I ask him to lend me something, he always refuses. All of a sudden, he is asking me, I should lend him. The Torah says, no, don't be vindictive. Is that reasonable? It's not reasonable. It's not reasonable. From the point of view of pure logic, if a person is very rude to me, every time I need something, he always refuses. He tells me, don't bother me, what do you want? I can't lend you anything. Now that he's in need, shouldn't I teach him a lesson? He always refuses to help me out when I am in need. Now for the first time, he's in need, so I should not be vindictive, and I shouldn't even mention it. Why shouldn't I mention it? Why shouldn't I mention it? It's not reasonable. It's one's counter to all logic. This essay of Loi Sikin Loi Sikir of Nema. If the Torah said, don't be revengeful, that you understand? Then the Torah wouldn't say, don't be revengeful toward the children of thy people. And how about non-Jews? You're allowed to be revengeful? That's barbaric revenge. But Loi Sikin Loi Sikir, don't be vindictive in a passive way. Why shouldn't I be vindictive in a passive way? Why shouldn't I have a grudge? According to logic, and to common sense, and to natural law, it's the most reasonable thing to be vindictive in a passive way, not in an active way, not to take away his money just because he took away my money, but in a passive way, he never helps me out when I'm in trouble. Why should I help him out? Why should I lend him? When I'm in trouble and I'm in financial distress, he's a millionaire and I ask him so many times, he never lends me money. Now for the first time, he's in financial distress. I'm not even allowed to mention I'm not like you. Why not? The Torah says so. So it's chukim shechokakti lachem, incha reshus la'aretz. It's one's counter to all logic. That's blind love. Blind love means that it's not based upon logic. So, vis-a-vis Jews, there has to be a habit that emanates from the heart. In Medresh, Mishlei, the Achochmo Mayim Timotzei, not Medrash Iyed, not Mishlei, in Medrash Iyed, and the Posig, the Achochmo Mayim Timotzei. So the Medrash Iyed, there is a Medrash Iyed, so says, Heichon Achochmo Mitzuyo. So Rav Lezer Ime Bereish, Rav Yeshua Ime Bileim, that's Machlekes, whether intelligence emanates from the brain, cultivated by the logic of the heart. Both are necessary. The logic of the mind is necessary, and the logic of the heart is necessary.